If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
We'd like to welcome Jorge Franz. He is Senior Vice President of Tourism and Industry Relations for Houston First. Additionally, he is also President of the Greater Houston Convention and Visitors Bureau. Please welcome Jorge Franz.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. All is well, and we're so happy to have you on the air. Lots going on here in Houston. Tell us, how are you all dealing with this new variant and international tourism?
Well, you know, just like everybody else in the hospitality sector, Laura, you know, it's been a difficult 18 months, and the new variant is definitely difficult. But, you know, we were getting saw an increase from everywhere prior to the pandemic. We were seeing Mexico, Europe, Asia, everything was on the increase. Obviously, that's come down. But I will tell you, we have been pleasantly surprised by seeing the amount of travel and increase in travel that we've seen from Mexico in particular. You know, I tell people all the time, we don't actively market what is being called vaccine tourism, but there is vaccine tourism happening.
Interesting. So talk to us about the Mexican border and how that is impacting or not impacting tourists from Mexico.
So the land border is closed. You cannot drive into the state of Texas from Mexico right now unless you have an emergency or if it's for business purposes, but you can no longer come in for leisure purposes. And as you know, before the pandemic, we were looking at 2.4 million visitors from Mexico. So that's been a big impact for us. But what's happened is that people are flying in now. And I can tell you that the airport system just told us last week that year to date, we've had 326,000 visitors from Mexico. That is actually a higher number of people flying in than we had in 2019 at this point. So there is a dramatic pickup in travel. People are coming in to obviously visit friends and family, but they're also coming here to get vaccine shots, right? And so that is a huge portion of it. The airport also reports that we're at 107% of air capacity compared to 2019. So we actually have more flights serving Mexico than we did prior to the pandemic.
And what a beautiful job Mario Diaz and team have done, especially with Javi and all of these upgrades and changes as I travel throughout the country and internationally. To know that our airports are just spectacular, well-managed, well-kept is great. So tell us, how are you all promoting Houston differently, or are you, from 2019, let's say?
Well, you know, we've had to start, just like we did here in the United States, we have to promote the fact that you can safely visit Houston. Consumers still care quite a bit about that, right? I mean, you want to know that you're going to be at a hotel that's cleaning the rooms regularly, that they're observing social distancing norms and so forth. So Houston actually started a program called Houston Clean that actually has allowed us to ensure that. And we let Mexican visitors know that when you go to the hotel, there is going to be cleanliness, that there's going to be hand sanitizing stations at the attractions when you come in, that there will be plexiglass when you do the transaction of buying a ticket at the Museum of Natural Science and so forth. So we've taken those steps. We've communicated that through holahouston.com, which is the Spanish website for us. And it's been well received, you know. So I think, you know, it's important to have a measured approach, right, to ensure safety at the same time that you're still inviting people and saying, hey, we're a welcoming city that wants you to come and visit.
All of those things. Well, Jorge, before we wrap up our segment here, anything else you'd like to share with the audience?
Well, I will tell you that I'm encouraging everybody, as always, to keep on getting to know your city. You know, we've had a tough year and a half, but there's so many great things from the developments at the Houston Zoo, the developments in the museums like the Kinder Building at the Museum of Fine Arts and so forth. If you're looking for information, please visit visithouston.com or in Spanish, holahouston.com.
Well, thanks for all you do, and congratulations to all of the board and staff for finding innovative ways to make sure we continue to bring visitors to our city. Thanks again, Jorge.
Thank you so much, Lada.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing, but the money still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.